第十章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
再次讲的第八节。
The last time we were here, we stopped at verse 8.
现在我们从第九节读到第十五节。
Now we want to read from verses 9 to 15.
翻到了每一个人一同开声来读。
Let us read it together.
罗马书第十章第九节，一直读到第十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 9 to 15.
翻到了一同来读。一、二、三。你到就必得救，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。我们读经就到这个地方，我们现在请杨长老带领我们做一个祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，我们满心感谢你，因为主，我们知道主你的道，不论我们在哪一个国家，这个世界哪一个地方，我们都能够听见主你的话语，我们都能够有圣灵在我们的心里面来感动我们。求主帮助我们，好叫我们有谦卑可受教的心灵来到这个地方。求主帮助我们，使我们的心里就好像好土一般。当主你的道来到我们的心里的时候，求主你帮助我们，使我们不单只是听到的人，我们也是听到行道的人。我们再一次把主你自己的仆人交托在主你的手中，求主的圣灵的大能托着他，好叫他口里所说的一切都蒙主你悦纳。这样祈求祷告奉靠救主耶稣得胜的名求，
阿们。 Amen。我们每一个礼拜在这里是讲罗马书。
Every week we are here talking about Romans。
每一个礼拜我们在新加坡是讲希伯来书。
But in Singapore we preach on Hebrews。
在这里呢，每个礼拜是李建安博士给我翻译。
And here Dr. Lee Jian An is the translator。
新加坡就是杨长老给我翻译。
But in Singapore it will be Elder Yong。
他们两位都是在全世界我翻译最。
And two of them are the one that I use most
often in the world。 今天特别从新加坡飞过来，给他鼓掌一下，好不好？
Thanks be to God。
盼望你们以后兴起来。
I hope that there will be one among you。
也有中文好、英文好、讲道好、翻译好的人。
Who can be bilingual and can preach well at the same time。
杨长老现在在新加坡不但是翻译。
Not only will Reverend Tong be preaching all over the world。
杨长老每个礼拜都讲道。
And every week he preaches all over the
world。 我讲他，他讲我。感谢上帝。好，我们现在开始讲这段圣经。
Let us start to preach。
我们上一次讲到了我们要靠着主得救。
Last time we talked about how we ought to be saved through our Lord。
我们口里承认耶稣是主。
As we confess that the Lord is the Savior。
我们心里相信他从死里复活。
And believe in our heart that he is risen from the dead。
因为口里承认就称义。
When you confess with your mouth, you are made righteous。
心里相信我们就必得救。
And when you believe in your heart, you will be saved。
那么接下去保罗要讲什么呢？
The Apostle Paul says later。
保罗就告诉我们，我们这个从口里信相信的，就是善意的耶稣从死里复活的这一位主。
It seems very easy. Just call upon his name and you will be saved.
我们绝对不敢跟他讲，这样从整个罗马的发音来明白这些真正的意思。
In the last passage, we said that we want to understand this through the entire Roman law.
你们求告主名就得救。
You say if you call upon his name, you will be saved.
主啊，你就得救。
Does that mean that if I say Lord, Lord, I will be saved?
这样简单吗？
Is it that simple?
其实这句话就是最不简单的事情。
Actually, this is the most difficult thing to do.
为什么？
Why?
因为保罗讲这句话的时候是在罗马书里面讲。
The The Apostle Paul mentioned this in the book of Romans.
不是在哥罗书信书里面。
Or in the Corinthians.
不是在加拉太加拉太书里面。
Or Galatians.
不是在腓立比书里面。
Or Philippians.
特别在罗马书里面。
This is mentioned especially in Romans.
他们希望在罗马城的人。
In other words, for the Romans.
他们很清楚这句话是太困难的事。
It will be clear that this is a difficult thing to do.
因为罗马城是整个罗马帝国的首都。
Rome is the capital of the entire Roman Empire.
罗马帝国的官吏他们非常清楚。
And so the citizen would know the law.
罗马帝国的凯撒大帝。
Julius Caesar of Rome.
还有他底下许多许多的君王。
And all the emperors after him.
都有一个规定。
They all have a law.
就是做了皇帝以后，全罗马帝国半土里面的百姓都要称他为主。
Then after they become emperor, everybody would confess them as
Lord. 罗马帝国的这个帝王
，the emperor of the Roman Empire，
就是全民的主人
，is the master of
all. 全国的百姓是属他的人
，all the people belong to him.
你要称他为主
，and so you have to confess
him. 你就不安全
，and you will be saved.
如果你不称他为主
，if you do not do that，
他就可以定你的罪。
He will judge you.
可以将你置于死地
，and he can pass the death sentence.
这个罗马帝国的法律是真严格的。
The Roman laws are very strict.
你到整个半途里面所有的人
，and everybody under the territory.
我曾经在第三的时候跟你们谈过一国两制的开始。
I mentioned this to you on chapter one.
这个一国两制不是邓小平开始。
About a country with two systems.
邓小平说的香港归回中国以后。
因此，从邓小平，
你还可以照样有香港资本主义社会的体制。
Hong Kong is supposed to still be capitalist after coming back.
中国大陆有中国大陆共产主义的体制。
And the Chinese system is communist in nature.
这两个体制怎么在一个国家里面
？How can a country have two systems?
邓小平说的“一国两制
”，and this is proposed by 邓小平。
这个办法是不是从邓小平开始的？
This one country, two systems, did it start from here?
其实不是。
No, it's
not. 罗马帝国早就有了这样的一个两制。
It started from the Roman Empire.
这个两制是什么意思呢
？What sort of two systems?
全帝国的人都要称凯撒为主。
Firstly, all people have to confess Caesar.
这个制度是已经定下了。
This is the law.
所以罗马的版图扩展到什么地方
？As the Roman Empire expands itself,
这个罗马帝国的法律就实行到那个地方。
The Roman laws were in effect.
但是当他们到了犹太人耶路撒冷的地方的时候
，But when they reached Jerusalem,
他们发现耶路撒冷不愿意称帝国的凯撒为主。
They discovered that the Jews were not willing to do that.
他们称耶和华。
They only confessed Jehovah
as Lord. 万军的
The Lord of hosts.
我们上帝是创造天地万物的主。
The Creator of heaven and earth.
所以犹太只称耶和华为主，他们不愿意称凯撒为主。
The Jews only regarded Jehovah as Lord, not Caesar.
根据罗马帝国的法律
，but based on Roman laws.
凡是在凯撒之外称别的人，或者别的事为主的，都要杀掉。
If you confess another person as Lord, you must be killed.
那么这个法律定下来怎么办呢
？So what would they do about
it? 所以呢，罗马帝国就感到这是最拉扯、最困难应付的一件事。
And the Romans considered this as the most difficult problem.
怎么可能把以色列民族西班牙人几百万都杀死
？How can you slaughter millions of the Israelites?
罗马的军队人有这么多。
They don't even have that many people in the whole army.
这样不够军队去杀他们，怎么可能把整个民族杀光呢
？So they don't have enough people to kill the entire race.
他们用这样的办法劝以色列人要称罗马，简直是凯撒为主。
They use all sorts of methods to persuade the Jews.
绝对没办法。
But they couldn't work.
犹太人宁可死，他也不称耶和华以外的人为主。
The Jews were willing to die rather than confess that they were sinners.
最后的罗马帝国一定要妥协。
In the end, there must be a compromise.
给你犹太人特别帮助。
And so they gave a special provision to the
Jews. 一国两制。
One country, two systems.
其他的地方都称凯撒为主。
Other places, Caesar is Lord.
只要你们在犹太的地方称耶和华为主。
But in Jerusalem, Jehovah is Lord.
所以这方面是对犹太民族的一个特定翻译。
This is a special compromise for the Jews.
那么请你注意
啊，
到了主后73年的时候
，73 AD，
在马萨拉上面
，on top of the Masada，
犹太人不肯妥协，他们完全自杀而死。
the Jews were not willing to compromise and they gave themselves. When the Roman armies went to that place with the most advanced
weapons,
they thought they would be
victorious.
Then the Jews would surrender. But when they went to that
place,
they discovered that not a single soul was alive on the team. Every Jew committed suicide. And so the Jews never compromised. They will not surrender to the political system of the world. For Caesar, the emperor of Rome, they knew that the Jews cannot be changed easily. And this rule was applied to other
Jews.
And it cannot come into effect among the Jews. These are things that the Romans knew. When the Apostle Paul says about
this,
if you confess with your mouth Jesus, you will be saved. When we read this, we don't have special feelings. There are some evangelicals who are sharing.
They're
confessing. Is this how shallow the
meaning
is? No. This verse
says,
those who make it
good,
if they confess Jesus as
Lord,
it means they are prepared to die for
you.
And so this becomes a challenge in faith. You have to believe
in Jesus.
You must be prepared to die. You have to believe in Jesus. It's not believing in somebody who is good. Or an ethical expert. Or a leader in morality. Or a leader among the people. Or a revolutionary. When you say you believe in Jesus, you must believe in as Lord. The Lord of all the universe. Creator of heaven and earth. He has sovereignty over all things in your life. And so when you confess Jesus is Lord, you are declaring Caesar is Lord. Those who live in Rome, if they confess Jesus as Lord and call upon his name, it means that they are prepared to be beheaded and prepared to die. So when you read chapter 10, you must have an understanding of the Roman laws that you know how severe this is. And so when the Apostle Paul preached, indirectly, he is declaring that if you accept Jesus as Lord, you are giving up your life. When the Apostle Paul said Jesus is Lord, he is declaring that Caesar is not Lord. And so he's anti-revolutionary. He became a person who is against the kingdom. And so he must be in a sense of danger. A preacher preaching the gospel, it is actually not for them to be in danger. When a person preaches the gospel, it was not for danger to himself. But there is this irony in the gospel, a paradox. When you say you believe in God, you are prepared to pay a price for your faith. This is the spirit of Christianity. This is the meaning of the Bible. Unhappily, today in
charismatics,
and in success theology, in prosperity theology,
你可以从上帝得到多少多大恩典。
They always tell you that if you believe, you can get all these things from God.
所以初期就要远先的原则。
In the early church, in early Christianity,
跟今天已经改头换面、不忠于圣经的基督教运动是不一样。
It is completely different from the changed state of Christianity.
信仰是要你付代价。
In the original state, faith requires you to pay a price.
你若不舍己。
If you do not deny yourself, do not carry your own cross, you are worthy to be my disciple. This was what Jesus Christ said. For a person to carry his cross, to deny himself, to follow the Lord, he pays the price. He will suffer. In the end, he is willing to give up his life to hold on to his faith. But this is not the case today. Today, Christ gave us his life. And then we need not suffer. And forever you will prosper. This sort of Christianity is very different from biblical Christianity. The Apostle Paul says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Lord raised you from the dead. And you will be saved. Confess
what?
Jesus is Lord. Believe in
what?
That God raised him from the dead to show that he is Jesus. Because he's resurrected, he is the Son of God. When I confess with my mouth, he is Lord. And in my heart, I truly understand and believe God. He is not like a common sinner. We end our sinful life in death. But through that, Jesus showed that he was
sinless.
Because he has victory over death, we know he is Son of God. And so when I am a sinner, I know he is the Savior. He has been sent by God. To God who saved us. He has victory over death. The Lord of life. When I see the gospel for myself and understand that it has victory over death, it is a gospel that gives
us
life. It is sent by God. The power of God resurrected him. And so I'm willing to confess him as Lord. When I make this decision, I must pay the price. When I decide in this way, I'm against Roman
laws.
The Roman soldiers can kill me. Because you did not confess Caesar. You have confessed Jesus is
Lord.
The Romans began to persecute the Christians. Why do they persecute them even though they're
Caesar?
They thought that the Jews were called Jehovah. Where is Jehovah? You cannot see him.
Jehovah
is in heaven. The Jews are in the
heaven.
They said Jehovah Lord. It is an invisible God. Later they realized that not only would the Jews confess Jehovah Lord, they already
compromised.
It's something in the two systems. But strangely later there are other Jews who confess Jesus as Lord. Jesus is not
Lord.
Jehovah is in heaven. Jesus was on earth.
Jehovah
cannot be seen. Jesus was
physical.
Jehovah is
physical.
Jesus was physical. And so they discover a problem in this one country
too.
This minority Jews, they did not build their faith upon the Old Testament. They believe in Jesus resurrected from the dead and call him Lord.
跟旧约的那些西方人的信仰是不一样的。
These Christians are different from Old Testament Jews.
不但如此
，Not only that，
犹太人没有影响别的民族做犹太人。
The Jews did not influence other people to become Jews.
如果有影响，不是他们故意传，不是他们故意这样努力的去勾引的。
If they influence other people, it is probably indirect.
但是旧的不是这样。
But this was not the case of Jews.
旧的耶稣是独有的。
How does they believe Jesus is Lord?
他到处故意传福音。
They went directly to Christian gospel.
撒玛利亚传福音。
In Samaria.
他们在其他地方传福音。
Other places.
他们在罗马世界传福音。
In Rome.
所以这些基督徒要全世界的人都成为耶稣的门徒。
These Christians want to convert the entire world to become disciples.
岂不是成为罗马帝国一个很大的威胁吗？
And so they became a great threat.
罗马的军队东征西讨，征服了许多国，使许多的民都归顺罗马帝国的版图。
The Roman soldiers are able to conquer all sorts of land.
这些地方的人都称凯撒为他们的主。
And all these people called Caesar as well.
现在的金安基督也在罗马半途的中间到处劝人相信耶稣基督为主。
The problem now is that the Christian went ahead to preach all over the place.
这样对犹太人的宽容，现在不能用在对基督的宽容的上面。
The tolerance towards the Jews cannot be used upon the Christians.
所以就开始逼迫基督教。
So Christianity was persecuted.
Nero.
The Emperor Nero.
Titus.
Vespasian.
Trajanus.
Trajanus.
Diocletian.
Diocletian.
许多许多罗马皇帝。
All these Roman and
Christians. 杀杀杀杀杀基督徒。
They kept killing Christians.
他为什么杀基督徒？
Why do they do that?
为什么逼迫基督徒？
Why do they persecute?
只有一个原因。
Only one reason.
因为你说耶稣是主。
Because you say Jesus is Lord.
因为你宣告主。
You call upon His name.
所以上帝的话跟人的社会的理论就完全不一样。
The word of God therefore is different from our social.
上帝说你宣告主就逼迫基督徒。
God said that you will be saved if you call upon His name.
罗马说你宣告主耶稣你就必要死。
The Romans say if you call upon His name, you will die.
你看见了没有？
And you see this
now. 这岂不是和伊甸园第三章创世纪所讲的是一样吗？
This is similar to the third chapter of Genesis.
上帝说你吃了那吃必定死。
God said that when you eat this fruit, you will surely die.
魔鬼说你吃了那吃不一定死。
Satan said maybe not.
上帝说你吃了那吃一定会死的。
God said you will surely die.
撒旦说你吃了那吃眼睛会明亮。
Satan said you will open your eyes.
是完全不同的两个理论。
Two different
things. 同一件事。
The same thing.
吃。上帝说你吃。
God said you will
die. 魔鬼说你不吃。
Satan said no.
同一件事。
Same thing.
你称耶稣为主。
God
says you will die.
God says you will be saved.
罗马帝国的你就死。
Roman Empire said you will die.
做基督徒难吗？难。
It's difficult to be a Christian.
凡是很容易做基督徒的地方，一定有一些毛病在。
There will be a lot of problematic areas if you find it easy to be a Christian.
做一个牧师做基督徒很容易。
If a pastor says it's very easy to be a Christian,
让你做错误的基督徒。
He's making a mistake.
一个跟随主的人
，a person that follows
God, 一定有苦难。
Will have suffering.
跟随主的人
，if you follow the
Lord, 一定要付代价。
You must pay the price.
立志进行度日的
，those are determined to be the holy life.
你一定要受逼迫
，must be persecuted.
进入上帝的国度。
When you enter the kingdom of God,
必须经历许多的艰难。
You will face a lot of trials.
你要走永生的道路。
When you go on the path of eternity,
窄路进闸门。
You must go through the narrow gate.
圣经很清楚的教训。
These are clear teachings in the Bible.
我相信我讲到这里，你就明白这一段是何等的困难。
I believe now you understand how difficult this verse is.
保罗说：“凡信靠主名的。”
Apostle Paul says, "If you confess
the name,
you will be saved."
而罗马帝国说：“你信耶稣为主，你就被砍头。”
The Roman Empire says, "If you believe in Jesus, you will be beheaded."
那么我请问你，
so、the question is,
你要听使徒的话，或者听罗马的话语呢？
Do you want to listen to the apostle or the Roman Empire?
顺从就是守护圣洁，是任何传道的上帝的仆人。
You want to be submissive to this servant of God who has no weapons?
或者你要顺服这个有军有这个武器有法力有生死权柄的罗马帝国？
Or this kingdom that has weapons, that has authority over life and death?
这是基督教的基督徒每个时代的人要面对的一个选择。
This is a choice that Christianity has to face in all generations.
For
all of us who live in
the East,
many people who are first generation Christians will have faced this problem. When you believe in Jesus, many people say you are against your ancestors. When you believe in Jesus Christ, many people say you are against your own culture. When you believe in Jesus
Christ,
people say you are traitor to your nation. You are a traitor in the imperialist system. And you are imperialist invader for the
West.
A person that has betrayed your own ancestors. Why is this
case?
Under our cultural tradition, we have already inherited this very system. And it affirmed the value of the culture. One day when they see the word of God is higher than the cultural tradition of the
world.
When you understand the word of the Lord that says my will is higher than your will, my will is higher than your will, the way heaven is from the earth. When the Bible reveals this one, it may be different. We know that we have to go back to Him. But when a true Christian go back to the Lord, it is impossible for him not to have problems. Problems in his reason. Problems with his value system. Values of his cultural tradition. The social habits. This idea of nationalism. All these struggles will be in the Christian
life.
The Apostle Paul says, you must make a decision. What
decision?
If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. This decision, after you've thought about it, you say, oh Lord, you are the only Lord. Apart from you, there is no other God. Political leaders is not the Lord. The kingdom of the world is not your kingdom. The success of the world is temporary. You are the only God. You are the only God. You are the only source of life. And so when you say Lord, when you call upon His name, it means you have thought about it. Maybe I will be despised. Maybe I will be
bad.
Maybe I will be humiliated. Maybe I will be mistaken. Maybe I will be scorned upon. Maybe I will be judged. Maybe I need to die for you. Thanks be to
God.
When you truly understand this, it means you understood the value of faith far surpasses the extent of your very life. Why are you then willing to die for this faith? Take note of what I'm about to say. Because this faith is towards this true God. And this is the Lord that has victory over death and is resurrection. And so you're not afraid to die for such a
thing.
This Lord that is resurrected from the dead is the true Lord. The Lord of life has experienced the resurrection and He will make new experiences. Thanks be to God. For Christians to die for their faith. He is dying for a Lord that is resurrected from the dead. He is willing to die because he believes in a Lord that is able to resurrect him. This is such a great strength.
All right.
then cannot be found in all other faiths.
今天我们看见了很多极端的回教徒。
Today we see a lot of extreme Muslims.
他们愿意死。
They are willing to die for their faith.
仇敌死的甘多他就甘愿死。
So long as their enemies, more enemies die.
这是很伟大的精神。
This is a great spirit.
但是这种精神跟初期教会称耶稣为主而肯死的精神是不一样的。
But this spirit is different from the spirit we read in the
Old Testament. Why? 因为这是使别人死的死。
Because this is a death that will cause
more death. 耶稣的死是使别人的死你复活的死。
But the death of Jesus is one which will bring life.
不是使别人死是使别人活的死。
It is not a death that will bring death but bring life.
所以我们今天以这种宗教的勇气是不一样的。
So this is not just boldness from religious
teaching.
We are willing to die because we die in His
will.
And when we die, we do not pull others to
death.
But we hope that we will influence the life in other people. And we want to show them the word of life.
感谢上帝，
谢谢主。
所以基督教的勇气不是杀人的勇气。
The courage of Christianity is not one for killing.
基督教的勇气是为信仰，甚至要死也甘愿的勇气。
The courage of Christianity is one in which a person is willing to give up his life for his
faith. 基督死是因为知道基督主属于我，也要把这个能力赐给我，所以我们不怕死而死。
A Christian is not afraid of dying because he knows that his Lord is able to resurrect him.
基督徒的死，像基督死一样，要别人的生命，我们的死也把上帝的生命彰显出来。
The Christian's death is so that others will have life.
基督教的死，他勇敢的死，要干多人才能死，那种死是不一样的。
It is very different from the death of another faith which will cause even more. The apostle Paul was clear. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that he was resurrected from the
dead,
you will be saved. You will be considered
righteous.
Because when the person is born, he will be saved. If a person believes in his
heart,
he will be justified. As the scripture said, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. There is no difference between the Jews and the Gentiles. What does this mean? It means that the saving grace is not confined to a particular people. The saving grace is given to the entire world. Thanks be to God. When you believe in your heart, you are justified. When you confess in your mouth, you will be saved. And all who put their trust in him will not be ashamed. All of us, whether Jews or Gentiles, have the same
life.
And he will richly bless all of you. It doesn't matter whether the Roman Empire
or the Roman Empire.
Or whether this happened within the empire or outside of it. It is the same. And note of this. In the political system and power back then, Christians had very little power. The Roman Empire were very strong. But faith enabled them to break
through.
We can see the eternal
kingdom.
And then we see the Roman Empire as very temporal. When the Apostle Paul
says,
everyone who follows him will die. Doesn't that mean that they are all you listen to Apostle Paul, you will be killed. So with what did he say this? He could see that the kingdom of God was eternal. And the Roman Empire was
empowered.
When the Apostle Paul said this, 300 years later, the Roman laws were not in
effect.
Because even the most important emperor, Constantine,
that's not Jesus. 第四世纪的事情.
That is in the 4th century.
主后320几年.
320 years.
罗马的皇帝.
The Roman
emperor.
Suddenly declared.
耶稣基督.
That Jesus is
here. 全罗马帝国人说的是耶稣基督.
That the entire Roman empire will call Jesus.
那么他们说那你是不是主的?
Then they ask him, are you still?
如果你称我是你的主, 耶稣是我的主, 这叫万主之主。
And so Jesus must be Lord of Lord if the Roman Empire considers him Lord.
世界的主算什么?
What are the laws of the world?
世界的王算什么?
All the kings of the world.
你看见最大的君王,
the greatest king,
向上帝的儿子耶稣服下来的主,
when he prostrated before Jesus
himself God. 世界的政体, 世界的法律就变成在神面前微不足道。
It means all the political system of the world will be
negligent.
This is a prophetic vision. The way the servant of God
behaves.
The courage from a person filled with
Holy Spirit.
Every time you look at the
throne,
he's able to see God's throne higher than the
kingdom of
man. When you look at how big the kingdom of God
is,
he's able to see the infinite kingdom of God. When you see the power of
man,
he's able to see the power behind the power of man in the hand of God. Political system that opposes God, there must be a satanic power
device.
If I'm afraid of political system of the
world,
whereas I do not know that behind that power is satanic power. If I do not understand this, I cannot
find.
But with a prophetic
eye,
with a vision of the servant
of God,
the courage of a person who truly
wishes God,
he will be able to see that even satanic power is under the power of God. So what is all these
things?
The apostle Paul says something that cannot be
changed.
Whereas Caesar as Lord can be
changed. Contingent and incontingent.
This is contingent and incontingent. The difference between something that happened by chance and
eternity.
Political systems happen by chance. But the power of God is eternal. The throne of the world did not exist in the past nor in the future. But the throne of God is there yesterday, today, and forever. The power and the laws of man are made in the
temporal world.
But the power and the laws of God are set in heaven forever. When you are before men and someone says you are right, you are justified by
men.
But the person who justifies you himself is not
righteous.
So you are considered righteous by unrighteous men, so what's the
value?
But when God justifies you, because he is the righteous
one,
he is the true righteous, when he considers you as righteous, your righteousness would be eternal. And so I have great respect for the authors of the Bible. When these people are filled with the Holy Spirit, they are very clear in what they said. They were bold in what they
wrote.
And they have principles that can only be persecuted but not changed by the
Lord.
After the apostle, you can kill me.
You
can be opposed
to me.
But what I wrote cannot be
changed.
Why? It is inspired by the eternal one. You can kill me this
way.
You can oppose me.
I'm
not afraid of you.
有智永远的。
Your power to hold speech is not eternal.
所以保罗写这些话以后
，After the Apostle Paul wrote,
不到300年
，Within 300,
整个罗马帝国变了
，The entire Roman Empire changed.
圣经也会变了
，Did the Bible change?
变吗
？Did it change?
需要变吗
？Did it need to change?
可能变吗
？Will it ever change?
不需要变。
It doesn't need to change.
反对基督教思想的圣人，一个下去。
All the political system that opposes Christianity fails.
永远不下去。
But the Bible will never fail.
罗马帝国在哪里呢
？Where is the Roman Empire today?
早就灭亡。
It has gone away.
圣经。
What about the Bible?
2000年以后在吉隆坡。Crown Princess Hotel 还在讲
2000 years later we're still talking about it today
你感到好笑吗我感到太神圣
I believe it needs to be
太严肃的
too stern
太伟大
and too great
有哪一本书像这个的经典
There is no book like this
就是知道永生不可改变的事情
This is a scripture that will not change for all eternity.
神的仆人讲解这些真理的时候
，When the servant of God explained all this,
不是不知道，当时有尼罗王会杀死他。
He was not that he was ignorant of the emperor Nero. He knew.
他后来真正被尼罗王把他砍了。
In the end, he was indeed beheaded.
保罗自己后来被杀被砍了。
The apostle Paul himself was beheaded.
他没办法妨碍他写上帝他写的话。
But this did not stop him from writing the word of God.
你砍我的头
，You can behead me.
你的战神是 contingent.
Your power is contingent.
哦，真的。
Happen by chance.
叫我写下这些，上帝他的权柄也肯定的。
But the God that allowed me to write this is incontingent.
不是偶然。
He did not happen by chance.
永存的。
He is eternal.
我一定要写下来。
So I must write this.
亲爱的弟兄
们 ，Brothers and sisters，
当我们思想到这样严肃的时候
，When we think about this solemnly，
再看那几节的圣经全不一样。
When you read the Bible again, you will be different.
我今天没办法讲到并接下去五个关系。
I cannot talk about the next five relations.
我要把这一点讲清楚，我们就做一个结论。
I want to clearly mention this first.
后来的五个关系是什么呢
？There are five other relations.
因果律的问题。
This is the first one. Is
what you have made.
When I call upon the Lord,
you
will I will be saved.
是我的求告使我得救吗
？So is it because I have called him?
不是。
No.
这背后有另外一个关系。
There is another relationship.
关系背后还有一个关系。
And yet another one.
有一个关系。
One more.
再有一个关系。
And one more.
到最后你知道，神是一切美善的源头。
In the end, you will know that God is the source of all good things.
我们的神动了善功。
Because our God works good
things.
Without Him, nothing good will happen.
我们的神是善的动力的源头。
If God is not the source of all good things,
那么善的果子会结出来。
There will be no good fruits of
goodness. 感谢上帝。我们的信仰。
Our faith.
我们的承认。
Our confession.
不是因为我们感到对我有好处，所以我才信的。
Did not come about because we think there's something
good. 如果信上帝，因为我有上天。
If I believe in God because I want to go to heaven,
我信上帝会得到很多好处。
If I can have a lot of good things from this,
那个信仰还是出于你的自私，还是出于不舍己的心。
That faith will still come from your selfishness and your refusal to deny.
哪一个人用这种方法传道的？
A person that preaches in this way,
他就是有意无意资助人的自私来到上帝面前有错误的动机。
Directly and indirectly, he's promoting the wrong motive to come to God.
真正传道的
，A person who truly does the work,
讲到了付代价决定信仰的这个本质。
We'll talk about the essence of paying the price for your faith.
所以今天晚上
，this evening，
我再要做一个结论。
I want to conclude.
就是当一天是求告主名救恩的救恩。
When you want to explain about confessing with your mouth,
你不能按字句这样讲。
You cannot just explain it literally.
按字句这种表面的意思这样传。
And preach in a superficial
manner. 好了，如果人家说你信吧，你求告主名，你就会得救。
Or to tell someone just call the name of the Lord.
若是这样的话，
你必须得
救。因为这一段圣经的了解是太肤浅。
You will indeed have a very shallow understanding of this.
所以你看，有关这一方面。
As for this matter,
圣经一共有三次重要的同样名词不同的解释法。
There are three different terms used in the Bible with three different expressions.
好了，
也不是多。
按求告主名义。
If you confess, call upon His name.
怎么样？就这个字，大家说，按求告主名。谁讲的？
Who's said this.
保罗讲的时候，耶稣怎么讲的？
What about Jesus?
凡求告诉你的。
Those who call upon my name.
一定是救恩。
Will you really be saved?
你们不要信你说，主啊主啊，称你作为主名的都必得救，唯独遵循你天父旨意的人才得救。
Jesus said, not all who call upon my name will be saved, but those who do the Father's will.
所以你看嘛。
So look at this.
保罗讲的。
The Apostle Paul said,
又是讲的。
Jesus said something else.
表面上一样不一样。
On the surface, are they the same?
一样不一样。
Are they the same?
不一样。
They are not.
保罗说凡求告诸名的，就必得救。
The Apostle Paul says, you'll be saved, you call by
his name. 为什么你们不要因为他称呼主啊主啊都进天国？
Jesus said, not all who call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God.
保罗说你是主啊，你就不得救。
The Apostle Paul said, just call.
No.
Jesus said, no.
你不能说主啊，主啊，主
啊。You can't be saved just like that.
称呼主啊，主啊，都进天国。
Not all call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom.
唯独遵循天父旨意的才进天国。
Only those who do the will of the Father.
你说这样保罗跟耶稣唱对台。
It seems that it's contradictory.
保罗说称主啊，主啊，救得救。
Paul says, just call and you'll be saved.
口里称主啊。
Confess with your
heart. 心里相信。
Believe in your heart.
救得救的。
You will be saved.
耶稣说不。
Jesus said,
口里称主啊。心里相信。
够
了。遵循天父旨意才得救。
You must do the will of the Father.
啊，你说我懂了，我懂了。
So you say now I know.
保罗讲前面你把耶稣讲，后面你把你说起来就完全了。
Maybe Paul said the front and Jesus said the back.
我先讲主啊，主啊。
First I say Lord, Lord.
然后我再遵循主的旨意。
And I do His will.
那我已经得救了。
I will be saved.
哎，保罗另外一件事情，第三处第二件事情。
But the third message of the Bible.
保罗对哥林多教会的人怎么讲
？The Apostle Paul says to the Corinthians.
若不是被圣灵感动
，If you have not been moved by the Holy Spirit,
没有人能称耶稣什么？
No one is able to call Jesus as Lord.
你看见这三次的经文
，It's three different passages.
求告主名的
，If you confess with your mouth,
就必得救
；You will be saved.
称呼主啊主啊
，Those who call Lord Lord,
必得救
；May not be saved.
反对圣感动。
That one, if you are moved by the Holy Spirit, only when you are moved by the Spirit, can you confess. And so calling upon the Lord, there are two different types.
One is, 主啊!
The first time says, Lord. Because deep in his heart, he knows that Jesus is Lord. He truly knows that he has been killed. But he recognizes that he cannot have any other way. He truly knows that he has been moved by the Holy Spirit to call him Lord. The second part. Just follow everybody else and say, Lord. They do not really understand. They don't even know how deep the meaning of the
Lord.
And they do not know the danger of calling Jesus. And they have never experienced the moving of the Holy Spirit to call, make them call Jesus. So although they confess with their mouth, their life is not under the sovereignty of the one who calls. And so the way they talk and live is not in according to the
dream.
Everything that they do continue to be
deceived.
Although they say no, no, they still
do
and do the evil
things
and follow other people and follow other people in
prophesying,
following other people in making signs and healing and exorcism. One day when they come before
the
Lord, they say, Lord, Lord, Jesus Christ
said,
I never knew you.
You
say, how is this possible? In your name I exercise. In your name I heal. In your name I prophesy. In your name I have signs and wonders. Lord Jesus said, I never knew you. All you evil doers, depart from me. I cannot understand this. How can I do evil when I have miracles? How can I have evil when I prophesy? How can I do evil when I'm healing? What does this word mean?
们就是事奉，也是在犯罪。It is applicable to those who do not actually believe. 主啊，我是奉你的名赶鬼。I use your name to exercise.
God 的人才会去。
Jesus said, "You are the one." I use your name to go.
Jesus said, "You are the one."
Jesus said, "Depart."
主啊，我是奉你的名行神迹。
Oh Lord, I use your name to perform miracles. Jesus said, "I never knew you." You are evildoers. Depart. Is it possible to sin when you use His name as perform miracles? These are not easy questions. Some people say, "Oh, this guy can make miracles." He can prophesy to the Holy Spirit. Today we all have superficial understanding of the Bible.
我们这样轻浮，我们这样随便，我们这样主观的就见证现象界中间好像真正出圣经。
And so with our subjective attitude, we just accept things that are very superficial.
我们没有从真理的眼睛里看出哪一个是真的，哪一个是假的。
We never know what is right and wrong through the principle of the truth.
主耶稣不会受现象欺骗。
Jesus Christ will not be deceived by this. Yes, you may prophesy with my name.
奉我的名行神迹。
Or have signs and wonders.
奉我的名医病赶鬼。
Or heal and exercise.
我很谢谢你。
Well, Jesus said, "Thank you so much." Without you, the church.
你既然行了神迹，起来。
Since you've done all these things, come.
我已经预备了大的福分在天国里面。
I prepare great blessings for you.
谢谢你。
Thank you very much.
教会就靠你这些人行神迹，所以教会这样希望。
The church needs you to revive it.
耶稣基督反过来说。
Jesus said the other way around.
你们这些作恶的人离开我去。
All you evildoers depart from me.
第二个意思。
What is the second meaning?
为什么他们一方面行神迹，一方面奉主的名赶鬼，一方面做了很多犯罪事，是别人看不见。
Could it be that these people sin privately without anybody knowing?
但问题来了。
But the next question.
如果他们一边犯罪，为什么行神迹不行出来呢？
How can miracles be done although they were still sinners?
一边作恶，一方面可以讲出预言出来。
If they were evildoers, how can they prophesy?
有没有可能一个人讲到很有能力，但是生活乱七八糟？
Is it possible for a person to preach with power but lead a decadent life?
有没有可能一个人传到很多人悔改，但是自己犯罪、犯奸淫、邪恶淫乱？
Is it possible for a person to bring many to Christ but himself in an adulterous life?
有没有可能？
Is this possible?
我问你啊。
I'm asking you.
有没有可能？
Is this possible?
因为他们说我本来就很懂，越听你讲越懂。
我们当然在过一过过，就是来说说
我告诉你，当你懂得你不懂的时候，你就开始懂了。
When you know that you do not know, it is the beginning of wisdom.
最怕的是以为你什么都。
I'm afraid that you think you know everything.
我们的神殿前
，in before God，
太愚蠢了。
We really know nothing.
太愚蠢了。
We really are ignorant.
我传道传教40多年。
I have preached for more than 40 years.
我越惧怕那些自以为很懂的。
And I fear those who think they know the word.
这一次我在美国听见一个很著名的牧师，原来有好几个女人，甚至生了在妻子外面，在外面有一个孩子，今年17岁。
In America, I heard of a very famous pastor who actually had children out of wedlock.
我认识
他。I know him.
讲到很有名。
He is Stephen preaching.
教会著名的领袖。
He is a famous church leader.
他从18、19年开始就真理传道，沾花惹草。
But more than 18 years ago, he started having all these things. In the same manner, he wear the robe and
baptized
and holy communion. And in the name of the Lord, Jesus said, one day he will say to me, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoer." Dear brothers and sisters,
是不是那一天使他一边称耶稣为主，一边用神迹奇事来犯罪
？Is this verse applicable to this person？
或者是他一边犯罪，一边假奉耶稣的名来行事
？Or maybe all that he has done is fake？
如果他奉耶稣的名能够行神迹，为什么耶稣要给他行得出来呢
？If he used the name of the Lord and he is an evildoer, why would the Lord allow this to happen？
这不可能。
Is this possible?
请你注意下面的话。
在工作过来，我要
说。
耶
稣对他们说。
Jesus said to them,
Pharisees, 坐在摩西的位置上。
When they sit upon the seat of Moses,
Pharisees,
the Pharisees,
假冒伪善。
They are hypocrites. 坐在摩西的位置。They sat on the seat of Moses. 教训你们，你们都要听。You have to listen to all that he has taught.
不要效仿他们的心。
But do not follow their pathway.
我很害怕。
I am in fear.
听这些话，我很害怕。
When I listen to these words,
法利赛人
the Pharisees,
假的
those who are fake,
假冒伪善
those who are hypocrites,
怎么可以坐在摩西位置
How can we allow them to sit on the seat of Moses?
坐在摩西位置上
But if they were sitting there,
是不是就等于上帝的仆人
Does that mean that they are servant of God?
如果他不是上帝的仆人
If they are not servant of God,
怎么可以在上帝的仆人坐子上
How can he sit there?
他在这个位置上传什么
What would they preach about?
如果不是的
If it is not real,How can we allow them to sit there?
如果是的话
If they are real
为什么他是法利赛人
Why are they Pharisees?
如果他传的是上帝的话
If they preach the word of God
为什么上帝会教给这种人
Why would the word be given to these people?
如果他传的不是上帝的话
If they do not preach the
word of God 为什么你要听他的教训
Why would Jesus say listen to them?
很多事情你好像很容易明白不明白
So some things are difficult to understand
Their
brothers and sisters
结果雅各把一个很重要的东西把它结合起来
But the apostle James gave us a very important
response没有信心是死的
Faith without words is dead
是信心
And faith
不是口头的承认
It's not something that comes from our mouth
不是思想的明白
Or an understanding of our reason
不是教条的承认
Or a recognition of doctrine
不是知识论的答案
Or a confession with our intellect
信心是整个生命
Faith is an out
of time 我们整个主权主权
Under the sovereign will of God,
知道他是永存的主。
We know that He is eternal.
知道圣灵感动我，遵从他为主。
And know that the Holy Spirit has moved me to confess Him as Lord.
我的信心
is living.
变成我们的信心
becomes our action.
我们的行动里面
and in our lives,
可以看出
we'll be seeing.
我们把真信仰化成我们的行为。
We are given the true faith in our life, and it became an action in our life.
不要心里说。
Do not say in your
heart, 称呼耶稣主啊主啊都被进去
Then all who call him Lord, Lord will enter in the kingdom of God.
遵行天父心
Only those who do the will of God
才能进去
will enter.
你求告诉你
Have you called upon his name?
我早就知
道 He said, I have done this long ago.
你求告诉你
You call his name.
你知道什么叫做求告
You know what it means.
你知道在罗马帝国求告主你被杀了
You know that in the Roman Empire you will be slaughtered.
知道你要被杀，你还敢求告耶稣做你的主
？Even so, you're willing to confess him as Lord.
真的相信他主
？And you truly believe he was raised from the dead.
真的他相信他主升天，我为什么你不敢对这个世界死
？If you're willing, if you really believe he's raised from the dead, why are you not willing to die for him?
真的敢为这个世界死？为什么困难来到你头上
？If you're willing to die even for your faith, why are you afraid of difficulties?
真的信他为主，你的生命让他做主吗？
If you truly believe him as Lord, do you have him as Lord of your life?
他生命真正做你的主的话，请问你所行的跟你的信仰配合
？If he is indeed Lord of your life, the things you do in life is it consistent with him?
这一段的事情我们在想，在想。
From this verse, we can keep thinking about it.
太伟大了
！There are so many great lessons. All these great lessons.
中原则是什么
？But the general principle is simple.
真信仰
，a true faith
是向最高的价值降服。
Will be submissive to the highest authority.
真正信仰
，a true faith
里面生命一定要牺牲也不能。
Would be one in which you are willing to die.
真正信仰
，a true faith
里面生命感动你产生的呼叫。
Will come because the Holy Spirit has first moved.
真正的信仰
，a true faith
里面吃了基督的食物活。你三个位置的神也不怕，你的不得大能在你身上。
Comes because the power of the resurrection is upon your life.
真正的信仰
，a true faith，
不像你知识从你的帐篷中间有份，在你整个生命中间完全化成你的存活。
Will not come only because of a recognition in your reason, but it's a very part of your life.
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God。
虽然你不是法利赛人
，although you are not a Pharisee，
不是犹太
，or a Jew，
你从小没有受割礼
，and you have not been circumcised。You have not followed the laws.
你是以希律的样子外邦
，like the Greeks, you are Gentiles.
圣经说
，but the Bible says,
无论犹太
，Jews or Gentiles,
无论希律的
，whether they are Greeks,
他们信都蒙上帝悦纳
，or they are they believe and the Lord is pleased with them.
我们今天讲到这个地方
，we are going to stop here.
下个礼拜我们要把这五个关系很清楚的讲。
The next time we come, we want to talk about these five relationships.
所以那个所谓神是主。到底是不是真的？你看， 相信他是有主权的主。
And we want to understand when we say Lordship of Jesus Christ, and when we believe we have sovereignty,
上帝赐给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们也认识这些真理。
That the more we know His truth,
也尊主伟大。
The more we understand Him as Lord.
让我们大家站起来。
Let us all stand up together.
我们再读罗马书第十章。
Let us read Romans chapter 10 again.
从刚才第九节开始。
From verse 9,
一路来读。罗马书第十章第九节。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信上帝将他使你救你的主，一个人心里想就可以想，口里想就可以得救。经常说凡信他的并不是一时，犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人都愿意为主，他也后代一切求告，因为凡求告主名就必得救。第十三节到十五节慢慢念。然而人为什么信他，怎能信他？为什么听见他，怎能信他？没有传道，怎能听见他？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道？如今上所说，报别人传其信，他们的教导何等下。
And let us pray.